101, the weekend celebration line. Feel free to dial that thing as we look forward to another great weekend in D.C. with all its glorious, glorious things to do. Hop on the key. Hello. Oh, that's right. I got a guy on hold here. Let me do that one first. With some problem with a woman or something. What's the problem with this honey buddy?
She wants to have your kid, man.
She does?
Yes.
Why doesn't she call me then?
Do what?
Why doesn't she call me?
She's a little bashful.
I tell you what. If she really wants to have my child, I will send some hydraulic fluid over there. You know, we'll do this medicinally. I'm not going to make some cheap, tawdry affair out of this. I'll send her some frozen, a specimen. And she can take it to the clinic of her choice. And if she really is serious about this, then they can go ahead. She has to sign a paper that says she will not sue me for, you know, support or help, or she'll just disappear out of my life. All right?
Yeah, she don't want nothing like that. She don't want marriage or nothing like that.
All right, well, if she really wants my child, you know, and she's not doing this just for the sake of Hoppa de Gagare, I will then send her a specimen, and she can take it to the specialist of her choice, and the fertilization can be made.
Yeah, she's thinking about one of the other presidential candidates, but John Glenn's too old.
Yeah. Well, all right, I'll have the specimen on the way. Thank you, buddy. I got to run, but you just give me her name and address. And I'm a familiar hand at this. I've done it before. I remember when Estelle and I were breaking up, you know, it was one of those things where we knew the relationship had broken down. And I remember as we were signing the divorce papers, Estelle said to me, you know, the tragic thing is that we never had children. And I always thought, despite our differences, that you and I would have produced some magnificent children. And, you know, I wonder if I could talk to you. I'd still like to have your baby. I said, wait a minute now. It's just a way to keep the hooks in me and get me. She said, no, I'll sign a paper that says that I don't want any support payments or child payments, or you don't have to do any visitation. I just think that genetically we would produce some magnificent children. And I said, wait a minute, I'm not going to hop with the... She said, no, you don't have to hop with the ghee. I know that would only start us back on the road again. If you could just send me a specimen. I said, okay, Estelle, I will. She said, thanks, Nino, and she touched my face, and she left the courtroom. And then I got to thinking, wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it just be a scream if I called up my old buddy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? And I said, Kareem, buddy! Nino! I was wondering if I could interest you in a little proposition. It involves Rosie Palm. He said, now wait a minute here. I said, no. And so I explained. I explained to him what I wanted to do. To play the ultimate trick on Estelle. So all the while, there she is. Thinking she's going to get another Nino. Yeah, the doc did me say, my God, it is a big baby. Seem to be carrying a little lower. But then after I got him to agree and I walked out of there with the vial, I had to pick up some shirts on the way home, and as I was talking to Sammy Chin, the guy that does my laundry, I said, Sammy, could I interest you in a little proposition? So I combined what I had from Kareem with what I got from Sammy. And then I really started getting into it. Stopped by my buddy Sugar Ray Leonard's house. Went to see Orson Welles and Haystacks Calhoun. Just for the hell of it, I added a little bit of Rin Tin Tin. Filming DC Cab in Town, I stopped by and talked with Mr. T. We did a promotion at the Cap Center. I managed to get Middle Like Lemon aside. Buddy, I walked there with a milk bucket. Estelle said, my God. I said, well, I wanted to make sure I took Estelle. She said, geez, this must have taken you weeks. You must have been so amazing you can walk. I said, hey, don't worry about it, baby. And so, Estelle disappeared from my life. I heard that the in vitro fertilization took place. And since she was heavy with child, but true to her word, she never contacted me, never made me go to those silly little meetings. She carried the whole thing by herself. But the curiosity was getting to her, you know? I mean, the day she gave birth, I heard she gave birth to twins. And I just had to know. I mean, I just had to know. So I tippy-toed surreptitiously up the back steps of the hospital. I found the maternity ward. I figured how many sets of twins could have been born. I had to be able to pick hers out. Chuckling the whole way, I went to the little area where they have the babies in the window and you can pick. And there it was. Estelle Berkowitz. There were two of them lying there. And both of them looked up at me and started singing. Chakalaka!
As our scene